Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency. I see someone called in regards to home care services for Karen.
Okay, yeah. Yep,
hi. Was it you that called or was it
yes.
The patient?
No, it was me.
Okay, fine. So my name is Abigail. Like I said, I'm the enrollment coordinator here at Family First Care. I'd be happy to help you throughout the process if you'd like.
Yes.
Okay, amazing. So let me just tell you a bit how the process goes. The patient has to have two assessments to get approved by the state. It's a physical and financial assessment. They need to see if you would be approved. Then they have to collect some financial documents, and then we wait from the county for the waiver of approval. And after that, we will have someone come down to discuss hours with you. Process usually does take a couple of weeks, depending on if we can get through to you, if the county responds. That sometimes is what takes the most time. But within a couple of weeks, hopefully, we should have you onboarded here.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good?
Yep.
Okay, great. I just have to confirm as well, before we start, that the patient isn't making more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay, and how about, does the patient own a home or a car?
Yes, he has a home and a car. Truck.
A truck. Okay, and are there more assets over $8,000 that she has in the bank or anything of cash value or any objects for over $8,000?
No. No.
So you're saying she owns a home. Like a house?
Yeah, he owns a home, yeah.
Sorry, he. sorry, I was reading the name wrong. I'm sorry. Okay, so sometimes what happens is that government will run into some issues with patients that have any large assets. So I would suggest he
has like money borrowed against his house and his truck, so he doesn't really have anything really.
He has what?
He has like home equity loan and his shit, a home equity loan, and yeah, another
home
loan.
Equity.
So he has his house up for that, you know what I mean, like a collateral or whatever. So, I mean, he borrowed against his house, you know what I mean, so he doesn't, you know, try to pay his bills even doing that. So
he still owes money for the house.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, with the loans and that he does. I did the assessment, I mean, the thing before for the Medicaid. And
yeah.
he had a 401k, I forget who the name of it was or whatever, it's still open, I guess, but the balance is zero. And because I couldn't get within their time frame, I couldn't get, because they wanted 5 years back for bank statements and all that, so I got all the bank statements and all that for 5 years back, but I couldn't get a hold of this 401k guy or whatever, there, you know, whoever it was, I forget who it was, I got it. That was
for what? For which?
For the 401k, he had to, because, you know, he had to retire it to his job. But it reads zero every month, so there's no money in there. Because he took it out and fixed his house up. You know what I mean? Like, he used it when he first got off work. It just fixed up his house and stuff like that. So the money's gone. And she wanted 5 years back from that 401k account, and I couldn't get no information from nobody. Like, nobody would call me back. I couldn't get a hold of nobody there or nothing. So I couldn't even get them 5 years back for that. So that's, and then, so it's, then she's canceled me out. I couldn't do it because I couldn't get the papers. And he gets monthly statements for him, you know, to say that the balance is zero, but she wanted to know, in case we're about her Medicaid one, didn't know. She said, well, you could have taken the
money out. The Medicaid would be reactivated once the patient is enrolled in our agency. I'm just trying to understand. So the patient already had the first two assessments, and you're trying to collect the financial documents?
No. I had, like, one assessment, but when I tried to go through Medicaid because you need Medicaid, he's got to be eligible for Medicaid, they wouldn't give me the Medicaid because I couldn't get the papers in on time. So they just dropped me because of that. So So then we didn't follow through with nothing else because I didn't do the Medicaid. This was like 4 years ago or something. I did this 3 years ago, maybe. So.
Okay, so we'll probably need to restart this. I would suggest applying and starting to call the broker to schedule a first assessment and see if you're approved, and then we can take it from there.
Call the 401k.
I can give you the number to call for the broker.
She's going to give you the number.
Okay. All right.
Just a second, please. Okay, so where is the patient getting his money from now?
Social Security. That's all I have. It's just Social Security. That's it.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the number for the broker. You can call them now after we hang up, and then just text me when he's scheduled for. They will probably let you know if he will be eligible for the services. I'm going to find out what my supervisor thinks about, because the patient owns a home. So sometimes the government does run into issues with that, like I said. But it seems like it should be fine.
Okay. Yeah, who's the broker number that I'm calling?
Yeah, it's 877.
Is that
Maximus. It's Maximus is the company. They will reactivate your Medicaid once you have an approval from the county.
Oh, okay, so what's the reason they're calling him?
To schedule an assessment so that you can be approved by the state. First needs to get approved by the state. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And they will also let you know if you will be eligible.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
What'd you say?
877-550-4227.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so just, you can text me on this number. Save my number, I guess, this number that I called you from. My name is Abigail.
And then call you back.
Yeah, you can call me or you can just text me to let me know what happens. Either way.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Take care.